Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shumai in Washington. And tonight, plastic surgery.
Where is your priority?
Yeah.
If your priority is looks, be my guest. If it backfires, still be my guest.
As we all know, plastic surgery is a process of improving the function or appearance of parts of the body through reconstructive or cosmetic medical procedures. And this is according to the dictionary. But is this process a necessity to everyone or not? But is it changing the appearance the way to go in this century of social media where image is very important? Do really people need to do this? Or is it a matter of peer pressure? Well, tonight we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. And now it's time to welcome to our show, all the way from Maryland, by the way of Cameroon, Maritenza Kombo. Welcome back to the show.
Glad to be with you, Shamori.
Okay, and also I would like to take this opportunity to welcome for the first time Alice Mseti, advocate from Tanzania. Welcome to the show, Alice.
Thank you so much, Sandy.
And we also have from the City of Gold, Accra, Ghana, Mr. Echo Sam. Welcome to the show, Sam.
Thank you, Sandy.
All righty. And in this edition, we will be discussing plastic surgery. We all know plastic surgery has some advantages and also disadvantages. But why do some people still go for plastic surgery and spend lots of money? Well, I spoke to Dr. Deo Mshigeni from California, and I wanted to know his take.
This comes really back in maybe started in a post-industrial period. I can situate it maybe around 1976 to 1980s when issues about body image really took a hold and took firm. And think about how people feel about themselves and their body. So fast forward to the new millennium and our lives. Like, look at how many folks want to exercise, that they need to look good, right? And the idea that I can do something to better myself, and in this age of technology, globalization, and all kinds of confusion we have in our lives, we all want to somehow, some way feel better about ourselves. Now, most people maybe do not have money to just walk in outpatient place and do a nose job, let's say, or they want to correct something because their eyes do not look and conform with how everybody look, because we want to look somehow, some way. And this postmodern idea that beauty is of a certain way and we want to look in a certain way, I think has forced our society, and especially on the West, to move pretty fast. And plastic surgery nowadays is very common. And it's becoming even much more cheaper.
You're right, Dr. Dale, because I do remember I went to visit Tanzania back in 2016, and I met one musician over there who spent some months in the hospital in India just to do plastic surgery. So do we blame the society for this? Or, hey, it's up to everybody.
And this is what you really don't believe. I don't believe that we have to blame the society, because everything kind of work in tandem here. And the most important, I think, aspect we have to understand of body image, again, technology, kind of affording us accessibility. So like time and space with the globalization. And I can talk about this, like, you know, the whole day, actually, because it's an area which I'm pretty familiar with. But, like, you know, in just in a short, like, we have to understand that, like, you know, space and time are being compressed. And because the space and time are being compressed with technology, things which are happening in other parts of the world, like in real time, it's happening everywhere in the world. So if that kind of, you know, afford us that luxury of, like, you know, maybe after, if I do this, I'll feel much more better.
Thank you, Dr. Deom Shigeni. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing plastic surgery. So, let me go right into it. I have Alice Mseti, the only lady in the room. Maybe it's musicians, maybe it's the business, but also maintaining image is very important, first of all, for ladies. And also not for ladies, but for celebrities and people of all kinds of entertainment business, or Hollywood, or Nollywood, or Bongowood in Tanzania. So tell me, why do you think that is very important, Alice?
First of all, I think, well, there's a lot of pressure, as you said, from the industry, maintaining a certain image for your audience, your fans, and for you to still be relevant in the industry. I guess that kind of pressure pushes people to do certain things, including plastic surgery. Another thing would be maybe for health reasons, like some people would go for options like bypass for loss of weight. That is a good thing because at the end of the day, improving your health. So I think the motive behind, if you're trying to do it either to improve yourself, to better yourself, it's a good thing. But generally, I think people should be comfortable in their own skin and just be comfortable in the skin and the body that you came in, rather than trying to alter it, because there's side effects to that in the long run.
You're right, Alice. Let me allow from the city of gold, Accra, Ghana, echo some.
Personally, I have nothing against it. I don't mind if you want to do plastic surgery, but it's not something that I would want to do. I think I'm okay with the way I look, and if I have issues with the way I look, then maybe I would want to work out naturally to burn some fat and then look a selfie. And that's nice, that I would want to do. But if you personally want to go under the knife and take some tissues off and place it elsewhere to get the ideal body, I don't mind. The thing is that for most people here in Ghana, it's a big business. We have one famous doctor called Dr. Obinfo, who has a hospital specialized in that. And that's what he does.
Oh, really?
That's for celebrities, especially the women who want to look curvy and to stay in the limelight. For reasons best known to them, I've gone to his place to go through this plastic surgery so they look nice. But personally, I don't really care whether I do it or not. But for me, if I want to look nice, if I want to stay healthy, I'll do the right way. I'll hit the gym and work out.
Oh, yeah. Hit the gym and work out. Very well said,
exactly.
Sam McCall.
Exactly what I want to do.
Okay, Kosam. Let me allow Mr. Martens Ekombo. What is your take on this?
In as much as I agree with Ekosom and Alice, concerning plastic surgery, there is a lot of ambiguity behind this issue of plastic surgery. One, on the sense that somebody wants to follow a certain pattern in life or follow what somebody has become, and then he or she decides to do plastic surgery to conform. That's what I call conformity. You just want to conform with a certain norm, which might not be a law, or which might not be a rule, or which might not also be a recommendation either from your personal physician or because of maybe a natural factor. And that might cause some level of plastic surgery or you getting into something like that. On the other hand, maybe an expert might make a judgment that, hey, if you keep this size or this body shape, it might have some adverse effect on you in the nearest future. So I would recommend that you do plastic surgery, which might be good, but at one point, that expert might not be able to lay out the ramifications that accompany that particular shape or that particular action. And you might not reverse what has already taken place.
Oh, yeah. That could be a problem. That's where many people fall into. But hold it right there. Plastic surgery is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Bungani in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth,
giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 1730 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 1930 UTC,
right here on VOA Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in a Washington studio with Maritens Ekombo, Ekosam, and Ali Simseti. Right now, we are discussing plastic surgery. Well, most people prefer to get these kinds of surgeries just to keep up with their image and maintain. Does that mean relationships and career sometimes depend on plastic surgery? Well, I spoke to Prosy Nyafono from Uganda, and I wanted to know her take.
Well, it's quite interesting because if someone says they earn from their image, I really would not dispute or argue with them because they know how they earn best.
Okay.
However, it's quite questionable when you have to change and undergo lots and lots of surgeries to maintain an image. How long will you keep undergoing these surgeries, and what is the health implication of undergoing all this? Right. If someone says that, you know, I'm a socialite and how I look earns me money, well, that's their body, that's their business.
Right.
As for health matters, I've seen, especially in Uganda, people I've seen undertake plastic surgery are those who have been burnt by acid, either it was an accident or an attack or something. Those are the ones I've seen undergo surgery. But if someone has the money and they know the consequences, because I've watched some series on television where plastic surgery went south, and it's not very funny.
I know. It's not good.
It's not good.
And nobody wants to go through that. But those people, also, you know what, Porosi, some people lost their lives too during the process, you know? I mean, it's so risky that you find some people traveling, actually, from the U.S. because it's so expensive to do here, and they decide to go into other countries, maybe Brazil, maybe India, just because they can save money and get that process done. And most I've seen that those advertisements from these companies, I've seen women talking about, you know what, now I feel more confident with my body. I can get more people to talk to me. You understand? So is this something to do with self-confidence, image, and all that?
Yes. Let me give you an example, Shomari, here in Uganda. I don't know how it is in the U.S., but a number of women, and especially men, value a big bottom, a big behind.
I know.
So I don't know how it is that side.
It's the same thing.
You will have a girl or a lady undergo plastic surgery or whatever they go through here. It's kind of medicine. They say you take this kind of drug and you'll boost your hips or boost your bottom.
Right.
So it's going to boost their self-esteem. And, you know, there's a lot we can earn just by believing in ourselves.
Yeah.
it is so bad that someone tags their self-esteem to the size of their behind. or tag their self-esteem to the color of their skin or the size of their breasts.
Right.
Where is your priority?
Yeah.
If your priority is looks, be my guest. If it backfires, still be my guest.
Thank you, Prosenior Fono from Uganda. Tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing plastic surgery. Now, according to livestrong.com, the advantages and also disadvantages of doing a plastic surgery. Some of them, as been mentioned, is confidence levels. That is to boost self-image. Some of them includes, on the flip side now, complications such as infections, nerve damage, addiction, because some people can do a lot of these surgeries and over and over and over, and I don't know why is that. One question was asked to a music icon, Cher, and she was quoted saying, "Everyone says I'm terrified of getting old. But the truth is that in my job, becoming old and becoming extinct are one and the same. So what's a girl? I mean a woman? I mean an old lady to do. So tell me, guys, you heard Cher. Alice said you mentioned about female and ladies on this thing.
I do agree with her with regards to the kind of pressure that the industry puts on you, and not only the industry, but the other gender as well, because I mean...
You mean the husbands and families, let's say like Martins...
Yes, the husbands, the
Kosam, or myself, the boyfriends and all that. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Men are very particular on what they prefer. So, in the long run, you find that they want you to look a certain way, and that brings in the insecurity. So then you start feeling like maybe I should change this.
Mm.
Or tomorrow, maybe if I change this, you'll love me a little more. And some men actually say it out loud, like, if you do this, then I'll love you more. If you do this, I'll find you more attractive. So that too, and as women... it's wrong, it's very wrong, but we seek validation from our partners.
Right.
Like, the validation from the partners is very important on how we look.
Oh, yeah, very important,
so
right.
That can, yes.
And
that can push someone to go down that road.
Alice, why don't we, why will your partner not prefer you use natural methods? Which will save you, I mean, I want to talk on the economic part of it. Why would your partner not prefer you to use natural methods like what Esom just said, that you can hit the gym or eat natural?
I mean, that's a good point. It's very obvious that certain things can be altered, but there's some by natural methods. Losing weight can be altered. You can start a diet, you can go to the gym. You lose weight because of our body that just can't be turned around without any artificial intervention or something.
Yeah, a good example.
The size of your bosom.
Yeah, I've seen that. You know what they do here? Outside.
So you find that someone wants you to look like an hourglass, but your natural shape is not an hourglass shape.
Yeah. But also, right. If I can add this, Alice mentioned something very important here, that we do all, I mean, it happens for men and women, plastic surgery. But as far as our lives are concerned today, with the infusion of social media, Instagram, Facebook, relationships, okay? Men maybe are looking for so much from their wives, from their girlfriends. Now, is this something maybe, I'm asking you guys, men are to blame when it comes to women trying going to that road for doing all these kinds of plastic surgeries?
I think, you know, requests are not limited to one party when it concerns relationships. I think in as much as the men who make the request, oh, I want you to take this shape or this size so that I can love you more, I think some women might also make that same request. Like, oh, I want my man to look like this. I want him to take this shape or to have this size of a nose or a hand or something. But I think if it should come in terms of relationships, they are bound to be natural according to my own understanding about them. Because if at one point you make a request to your partner to go in for a plastic surgery, I'm not sure you might be able to support all the ramifications that follow that particular activity.
But I want to come to what Alice was talking also. I mean, diet and exercise is not something you can fix when you're talking about changing the way your lips look like. I think you understand that. When you're talking about plastic surgery, people go to change the way their lips look like. They change the way their bottom shape looks like. They want more hips. If you need more hips, you're not going to do exercises to get those more hips. You might change a little bit, but not that much. So this is where the pressure Alice is talking about.
Sure. Alice is very right. I think we are all right about some of those things. But my concern falls within the effects that follow those actions. If after you have surgery by changing the shape of your nose, and then after, like, let's say 4 or 5 years or 6 or 7 years, something else follow up and you start seeing your nose depreciating and your body keeps depreciating and your nose, you start seeing your nose getting to a certain shape which might not tie to what your partner requested you to do.
Right.
At that point, is your partner still going to stick to you?
That's a question, I know.
That's a question that demands a lot of answers.
Yeah.
If at a certain point you go in for something like that and the doctor recommends, because I think it's something which I read somewhere where somebody went in for a plastic surgery and the effect was you cannot fly in a plane.
Wow.
And in the, because they believe that, I think science can easily explain that, if by the time you get to a certain altitude in the air, you cannot receive some certain level of work, and the doctor recommends that you cannot fly the plane. I have some, here in Washington, D.C., I have come across a host of friends, or let me say co-workers, who were in their natural form, but follow the advice of their partners and finally had some plastic surgeries to change their forms. And at one point, they started saying, oh, my boyfriend really doesn't like me anymore. My boyfriend does not like me anymore because he says that the shape I have now is not what he wanted. That the doctor gave you a recommendation that, hey, if you take this shape like this, this is what is going to happen. You wanted to satisfy somebody and dissatisfy yourself. You understand?
Yeah.
And in the course of you following the request of somebody, what happened? You got to a point where you finally have to lose that boyfriend or girlfriend who you have, who made that recommendation for you and which you took without following your natural course in life.
And that's another hard part, you know, when someone is in love, my friend, something that is something else. So to leave somebody like that, that's not that easy, as you say, isn't it, Alice? You just don't walk and say, hey, I'm done, bye-bye.
Yeah, that is very true.
Hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back.
Mamacita, te amo. Love the way that you are always for me. Señorita, te amo. Love the way that the booty rotates for me. Puede que seas mi amiga. Girl, you know that I love you. Oh, oh, oh. Ikawungu, kikawungu. Anything that you want me to, can I go do for you? Because what I tell you, I know. I go give you the love and show you one more. If the money you want, baby, gotta go. Love me, touch me, kiss me, baby. Girl, you know I could die for you. And for you. Baby, please don't go. Where the questions, mi aminga. Girl, I just won't be your friend. Iyabo, mi na kupenda. Baby, please don't leave.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Well, that's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored plastic surgery. And I want to extend my big thank you to guests over the phone, Prosinya Fono from Uganda, and Dr. Deo Mshigeni from California. And of course, a big thank you to the people I have right now, all the way from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, Advocate Alice Mseti. Thank you so much for your time, Alice.
Thank you so much, Sandy.
You're always welcome, Alice, anytime. And the one and only, Martens Ekombo, my brother from Cameroon. Thank you for your time, by the way, of Maryland. You're always available to the show. Thank you so much for being here tonight.
Be well, my friend.
All righty. And Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be African movies. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
is VOA News.